Welcome to a breaking special report from Catholic Family News. I'm Brian McCall. And while I was recording an interview earlier today, a really great interview with Dan LaRoy, I recommend it to you, Why We Think What We Think, an important historical event was occurring. Today, which is March the 4th, the United States Supreme Court ruled, and they did so actually unanimously, that President Donald Trump could not, on that matter, any presidential candidate could not be removed from a ballot for the office of president by any state of the United States, including Colorado. As you may recall, the state of Colorado attempted to remove Donald Trump from the ballot, took him off, said he could not be listed there. He actually did appear, is going to be on their primary ballot because that case was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. They took the case, they heard oral argument on an expedited basis, and this morning, March 4th, their opinion was delivered. Again, I want to emphasize this is an important decision historically because we've seen a lot in this country the past few years about the complete breakdown of the legal system being used for pure political reasons, and has really given a lot of people to think, is this sort of completely broken? Do we have no equal justice for all anymore under our legal system? And today really shows, at least for now, there's some hope at the U.S. Supreme Court. As I said, mostly because all nine justices concurred with that result, all of them. They agreed that Article 3 of the, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which prohibits anyone engaged in an insurrection from holding federal office, cannot be enforced by Colorado or any state. And again, that was all nine of those justices agreed, and they reversed the Colorado Supreme Court decision allowing it, and now stated that no state can remove Donald Trump from the ballot in the upcoming election, nor any candidate in the future. And that's really what's so important to talk about here. This is not primarily about Donald Trump. Obviously, in the short term, it is. But it's really about the entire integrity of the constitutional system, that as all nine justices, many of whom disagree pretty vehemently on things, agreed, having one state being able to basically say, oh, we're throwing out the votes, nobody can vote for him, for a national candidate for president, would create utter constitutional and political chaos. That is really a good thing, not just for President Trump, whatever one thinks of him, but that you would set up this system where, okay, we don't like that candidate, we're going to go in our state, get them kicked off our ballot, we're going to claim they had an insurrection, etc. And I want to be clear, they don't rule anything on these underlying factual basis that was there an insurrection? Would Donald Trump be disqualified? Because they say that we don't need to even get into that. Colorado had no right to even have this trial and try to take this action. It's invalid from the beginning, regardless of anything else. And that is really a great day that, again, I think, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett highlights this in her very short opinion that concurs with the per curiam. Per curiam, if you maybe seen that, the opinion is per curiam. That means by the whole court. It means that often the opinions are written by one justice. So the Justice Roberts delivered the opinion and so many justices joined with him. This means that all of the justices who agree just sort of wrote it together. There's no single author identified. Often that's the case when it's very unanimous or when the court needs to move quickly, as I think they felt they needed to here with an ongoing election. But Justice Barrett wrote, we'll talk about how she distinguished in a second, but to highlight that she thinks it's very important for the message to be delivered that all nine justices agreed with the result. I think they're very sensitive. I think they recognize, even those justices I might disagree, that respect for the legal system and the courts is at an all-time low. And they've just seen to be toys of a political dictatorship. And they wanted to emphasize, look, at least here, when it's something so obvious like this, all nine of us agree in the result. And she really wanted to emphasize that. So that is important. But with that, let's get to the differences, as I mentioned. The opinion, as I said, was per curiam from the whole court. All nine justices agreed in the result that Colorado, again, very clearly Colorado, nor any of the 50 states. It's important because in 45 states, there are other efforts, some of them more likely than others to go anywhere. But there were 45 states where people were trying to remove President Trump from the ballot. This really puts an end to all of those state efforts, says no states can do that. As I said, Amy Coney Barrett, Justice Barrett, who was appointed by President Trump, writes to say this is really good. She really, her point is that the court went too far, because the five justices who stand completely behind the per curiam opinion that I pointed out to you, and that would be Roberts, Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh, went further. So they said states can't do it. And the reason for that, they say, is because only Congress can do it. The only entity of the government, federal or state, which has the power to say this person cannot serve public office due to an insurrection is the United States Congress. They have to adopt legislation, which Congress did in 1870 when they were dealing with people following the Civil War who had been in the army of the Confederacy, for example. They passed legislation how to deal with it and when they could take office and what the procedures were. That law was revoked by Congress. They passed another law abrogating it in 1940s, I think 48. So there is no law. So essentially the court saying Congress has got to act to adopt a statute on how this would happen. And that's the only entity. So an opinion was issued concurring with the result, saying we agree in this case, Colorado couldn't do it, but saying the court went too far. And that was Justice Sotomayor, Justice Kagan, and Justice Jackson, saying that the court had no need to go that far. They could have just said no to Colorado and the states, but not say only Congress. So within the federal government, they said you had no reason to say only Congress. It appears that Amy Coney Barrett agrees with this, although she didn't join their opinion. She writes separately to say, I would only agree with parts of the per curiam opinion. And although there's differences, we all agree in the result. And she was sort of rah, rah, rah for the law. I'm glad we all agree. But no real reasoning, no explanation. Now, what's really going on here? Why are these three justices saying not to go too far? One of the issues, and it was debated in the case, was could a federal court. So did this end up in the wrong court? The state of Colorado's court system couldn't do this, but could a federal district court in New York or California, for example, rule Donald Trump's off the ballot? He cannot be voted for. He cannot take office. Or if he's elected, he can't take office. And now these three justices are not saying they could, but they're saying, we'd leave that possibility open. Let somebody, in other words, let's have some more chaos. Let's have somebody now file a federal suit, then get appealed up to us. And I think the five in the majority said, even though the question specifically wasn't before them, could a federal court decide this? They said, as part of our explanation, we need to shut that door so that that can't happen. Now, what does that mean in terms of law? The five are the majority. So this opinion of the three justices that says there's nine who agree Colorado's wrong, five who say no federal court can do this by implication, by saying, again, they don't say it positively, they by saying only Congress, by implication, the courts can't. These three would hope that keep that door open. It's not clear that they would allow that door, but they at least saying we shouldn't decide it yet. I really think the five justices said we need to end this once and for all, need to put an end to it, and they therefore, the majority of them held that no federal court could even do so. Only the United States Congress could stop someone. So that's what happened here. It does mean that as to this issue that's been bouncing around out there, again, in 45 states, even if a majority of Americans and a majority of the Electoral College elected Donald Trump, could states prevent him from taking office? That has now been settled by nine justices and by five that the federal courts cannot. The only way that that could happen is an act of Congress to pass a law that would set up a procedure to disqualify him or anyone else. And like I said, I wouldn't dwell on the details. I think more importantly, it's a sign of hope that we're not, our justice system is not just completely turned into a political game at the whims of politicians, that at least these justices, with whom I think are wrong on many things, had the integrity to say, this is disastrous. I mean, more integrity than the officials in Colorado or the majority of the Colorado Supreme Court. Again, we have these people running for office like the attorney general in New York who run on the platform, I'm going to get a political leader. I'm going to get Trump. That justice system is supposed to be about impartial justice, not about getting political enemies. And I think it is one step back to a day when the law is not about political agendas, but about trying to make good faith legal justices. And I want to give all nine of them credit today for having done the right thing and removing an utterly absurd case that claiming that one of 50 states could determine the outcome of a political election. So there you go. Maybe in our weekly news roundup, we'll talk about a little bit more if there's some more reaction. But this was such a big story. We really wanted to bring it to you on the day it happened. So thank you. Again, please help us by like, sharing, and subscribing, and by subscribing to our channels, but also to our monthly newspaper, which is now out, Catholic Family News. Thank you. God bless you.